Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, I began a message I've entitled A Vision of the Lord and shared with you by reading the first 8 verses of chapter 6 of the prophet Isaiah. And it says in that first verse, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This was a vision of God. He actually saw, apparently, whether he was transported up to heaven or saw with his physical eyes were open, he could see in the realm of the Spirit. He saw the Lord in all of his glory. And the Lord was asking those around him, who can I send? Who is going to deliver the message? Now, we have to understand, if you are familiar with the first 5 chapters of that book, he had been speaking and prophesying to the people of Israel about repentance, about relationship with the Lord. And yet it says, after he had, you know, obviously a reputation, validation as a prophet, he had obviously learned to lean, in some respect, on King Uzziah, perhaps for guidance, perhaps for his cooperation in the affairs of his prophetic ministry. But then, what happened? It says, all he mentions is the year that King Uzziah died. Why would he even mention that if it wasn't important? Obviously, that was of great significance to him because the prophet was left alone. But this was the year that the vision came. Beloved, we cannot lean upon the arm of flesh. If you've walked with the Lord, and at this week I'm definitely speaking to believers, regardless of how long you've walked with the Lord, we never cease from learning. We never are fully perfected, I really believe, until we stand before the Lord, but we seek after perfection. Jesus said, you know, in what was it, the 5th or 6th chapter of Matthew, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we seek to do everything we can to obey the Lord, to follow His precepts. If we fail, thank God we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus, who is faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we may fall, it seems like, 20 million times, but the Lord will help us up. He doesn't condemn us. He knows the weakness of flesh. And so there may be times in our lives, you may have experienced that, or some of you listening right now, it seems like the bottom has fallen out of your world. Relationships, things that you had hoped to see come to pass. You're at a very low place. And you know what? I'm going to be very frank. Sometimes the more mature we are, the more painful it is, because we have a tendency not to share with others. Why? Now, if you have a trusted pastor and minister, that's another thing, but you don't want to share with those who are not as spiritually mature. You don't want their faith in any way to be hurt, or to be, you don't want to discourage them. And so many times, the more mature we are, the greater the burdens we bear, because we out of love and consideration, we don't want to cause the weak among us to stumble. Paul was very clear on that, and that's another message. But we want to be always a source of encouragement. And so sometimes we only have the Lord to lean on. And apparently this is what Isaiah was going through. When a human leader, perhaps sometimes overwhelmed by success, we've seen that happen, and they fall from grace, or they do something that is against God's will and word, you know, they're left standing alone and in great fear, because And that's true of all of us. The arm of flesh, no matter, sometimes, why are there church splits? I mean, it's tragic to see the things that occur in the body of Christ. And God allows things, not that it's his perfect will, not that he doesn't desire sin in any of our lives, but he knows the things. He has one purpose, and that is to conform us to the image of Jesus. And if Jesus had to learn obedience, not that he wouldn't have been obedient anyway, but by the things he suffered, why did he do that? Because he was fully human, and he had to go through the things that we go through. So unfortunately, suffering is part of our Christian life. And obviously, we're taught by the Word to respect and honor those that are in spiritual authority over us, but we can't trust them as the source of our inspiration and strength. God's church must live in His kingdom come, no matter how many leaders or kings are gathered together against the Lord and His anointed, or even who fall in the body of Christ. The power of God, beloved, is never lessened because someone dies in whom God's grace has made the power of leadership to dwell. Whatever was going on for Isaiah, he obviously needed, because he had been moving in the ministry God had given him, he needed this vision. And I'm saying to you that all of us, there's a time in our lives. Look at the Laodicean church. The book of Revelation, he spoke to the churches, and all of them were falling short, virtually. And Laodicea, they lost their first love. Not that they weren't zealous, not that he couldn't commend them in certain areas, but the arm of flesh will fail us, and we discover that sooner or later. And you know what, beloved? We can't even trust our own flesh. The king of today could be the fallen monarch of tomorrow. Someone who is brilliant, whose mind has a great intellect, they understand things. If they go by way of the grave, well, they could be buried next to someone who was very feeble in mind, and they have an unhonored and unsung life. So we're all of mankind. It doesn't matter what the gift, because everything that we have, a gift, a talent, an ability, comes from God. There is no need, Paul reminds us, for boasting, because what have you received? What do you have that you haven't received from God? Sometimes God has to take away our props, our Uzziahs, the things we've leaned upon, that we might see Him. Sometimes, beloved, we go through things that are so difficult to understand. We may be so confused, and we don't know the things that God wants to accomplish in our lives. But, beloved, that old song we used to sing, I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. In the midst of the darkest night, in the midst of the deepest, most horrible pit, the Lord is with you, beloved. Never, never doubt that. And some of you, you've walked with the Lord. Regardless of what you're going through right now or whatever sense of despair or despondency, you know that. Your mind affirms that. You don't reject it. But you're saying, Lord, how long? I need you to deliver me. I need you to bring me up out of this horrible pit. But there was a transformation in King Uzziah's life. In the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord. And sometimes it takes the death of something in our lives, some king, if you will, something that is important to us. It could be a relationship, it could be a position, it could be circumstances, a job, whatever. God knows. He ordains the circumstances of our lives, but sometimes those things are removed to make us turn to Jesus. Sometimes, in some cases, it takes a goodbye at the side of an open grave to make us think of the home that we have with Him, that our loved ones have with home, in being home with Jesus. Sometimes it takes the taking away of things that we hold most dear to us to make us turn our eyes toward a hill called Calvary and find there a man who died in our place instead. and we will find him. He won't let us go. He won't let you go, beloved. He is the lover of your soul. And forget the things that you've held on to in the past, the tears you shed at the funeral of whatever your Uzziah may be, because weeping may endure for a season, but joy and transformation comes in the morning when we have an experience and a vision of Jesus. We may not be transported to the heavens. We may not have a literal physical vision before our eyes, but we can experience it in the Spirit. And that's, beloved, what we need. And it took this transforming vision of the Lord to make the prophet Isaiah the man God wanted him to be. For the vision really was primarily two things for Isaiah. First of all, it revealed to him the Lord in all his holiness and all his glory and awesomeness. But we also have to see Jesus before we can truly know him. Obviously, Isaiah was operating in the prophetic ministry. He thought he knew about the Lord, but apparently he had a transforming experience when he had a vision of the Lord. The record reveals in Isaiah 6 that he had a change. He knew about God, and we all can know about God, Jesus, but such knowledge at best is vague and incomplete, for no one can really know Jesus until we can meet him face to face in the Spirit. Well, my time is gone, beloved, and we'll continue this tomorrow. I just feel that many really need not just to hear, but to experience an inner transformation that comes from a vision and understanding of God that we've not had before. And I'm praying that the Lord will grant that to all of us, that we can move on and be transformed in the way that Isaiah was when he saw the Lord. Beloved, I love you. I make very little mention of the correspondence ministry that God has given and raised up since 1965 when my husband established Unveil Christ Ministries. But it's one of the joys of my life, and it's a spiritual principle to agree in prayer. So even if you've listened for years, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, he has a purpose. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.